The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers host Oregon State on Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right, thanks for having me. Obviously, is it like everybody else in the country, is that we've practiced a bunch, and there comes a time when you have to play, and we got a quality opponent with Oregon State coming in and Coach Anderson in his second year. Our kids are excited and ready to quit practicing and see where we're at, and use that as a reference point, and it's those teams that continue to get better each week that end up playing well at the end of the season, and that'll be our goal. But we're excited to be at the home in TCF Bank Stadium for another night game.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Joe Christensen, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Tracy. When you look at your run defense, what are your biggest reasons for optimism this year that you can get that up a little bit from last year?
Well, because last year, 4 of our best tackles got injured, D tackles, and I don't care who you are in the country. If you're playing number 5 and 6 at D tackle, you're going to struggle a little bit. But our kids played hard and still gave us an opportunity to win games. So now we have all those kids back and healthy, and I think we're really strong in the middle of our defense at D tackle, and I think that'll show as long as we stay healthy.
Thanks for that. And then do you have any update on Brandon Langenharden and Eric Carter going into this game?
No, the only one is Keontae Harden. He's ready to go. He's on practice today, and so we will get him back for the secondary, and then the other ones we'll have to wait till after practice today to see what happens.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Gary Horowitz, Statesman's Journal.
Coach, you're going to be playing the quarterback, Daryl Garrett, who hasn't played in almost 2 years. I wonder if you could share some of your thoughts on him and what you've seen from him during his time at Utah State.
Yeah, the difference in that is since he's been there and practiced with him, he'll do just fine. He'll understand the game tempo and the pace and everything. I thought it when he was at Utah State, he did a good job of making good decisions and keeping him out of bad plays, and I'd tell you, he did a nice job throwing the ball. I mean, he hit a lot of passes downfield, thought he was a very accurate passer. So I think it'll definitely help them and make them better. And then to be able to take the quarterback from a year ago, move him to wide receiver, has made them more athletic out there to what was already an athletic group. So I don't think there's any question they'll be much improved on offense because of their quarterback situation.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Andy Greeter with St. Paul Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time today. Appreciate it. I wanted to kind of ask you about your role as head coach when it comes to, working on drumming up support for the program. I know you went out and kind of hand-delivered season tickets and things like that, but as the numbers are kind of down this year over last year, how much of your work kind of involves that and kind of what is the biggest product you guys can put together to try and improve that?
I do as many things as I can out in public and get out in public, meet the people, but I'm not a part of the so-called ticket plan or whatever. I visit with a lot of people, and the main reason that the tickets are down is because of the increase in the donation. It's not because of what they feel like is a bad product on the field. Is it we're in the second year of an increase, and Mark got hired here, and they put off the third year of the donation increase. And so I think great decision. People only have so much money to spend. I think that's been the biggest problem with the tickets. But like anything, you can try all the gimmicks you want, sell the tickets you want. The bottom line is you got to win. The more ball games you win, the more people come out and see you play.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Joe Christensen with Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Trace. Last we've talked to you about, like, with Mitch, playing to his strengths, and that came up a lot last year too. And I'm just wondering, do you, when you talk about his strengths, do you see more options now just based on him being, you know, quite a bit healthier?
I guess we'll have to see when we play. You know, is that you see what happens, is that whatever we need to do to win the ball game, I think Coach Johnson's done a good job of putting together a game plan, and so whatever we have to do to win, but it definitely makes him a better player that he's healthy now.
Thanks, and I don't know if recently we've gotten just a basic progress report on Shannon Brooks. I mean, he was on crutches a couple of weeks. Where is he at in his rehab now?
But the only one I'm going to comment on right now is Keontae. We got him back, and the rest of them we'll see where they're at. But Shannon's been off the crutches for a while, Matt. But we need to see after this practice before we make any decisions.
Okay, got it.
Thanks.
We can take one last question for Coach.
It's a follow-up from Andy Greeter from St. Paul Press.
Coach, as you've seen Jay Johnson kind of implement his first game plan, what has stood out about how he's able to do so? Because he's been very hands-on and with the quarterbacks in particular about different quizzes and different kind of visualization things. How have you seen him implement a game plan?
Well, he's been doing it for 15 years, and he's been awfully successful, so none of that will change. He's extremely organized and has the kids ready to play and prepared, and so like I say, everything's new to everybody on that side of the ball, but I think he's done a great job of getting the kids we got prepared, we'll see how well we execute, but I'm very comfortable with what he's done with the offense and what he's done to make sure our quarterback's ready to play.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.